Hey, I'm Emily Duncan Wilson, and I'm the producer of Classical Sprouts. If you love this podcast as much as we do, please donate to help Sprouts continue to grow. Go to classicalsprouts.org/donate. Thanks.
Scottish percussionist Dame Evelyn Glennie has been a rock star in the classical music world for decades. She's performed at an Olympic opening ceremony, has traveled all over the world to perform a wide variety of percussion instruments and styles, recorded on countless albums, and she's known as the first person to successfully create and sustain a full-time career as a solo percussionist, and she's deaf. We'll learn how this amazing musician uses her whole body to listen today on
Classical Sprouts!
Welcome to Classical Sprouts. I'm your host, Kate Botello. Let's start off with a Quizlet question. Since Evelyn Glennie is from Scotland, so's our Quizlet. What is the national instrument of Scotland? A big hint is that we have a whole Classical Sprouts episode about this instrument. You have a guess? Stick around to the end of the episode to find out the answer. Today, we're learning about and listening to the words and music of the very cool percussionist, Dame Evelyn Glennie. Born in Scotland in 1965, she started playing music at a young age. She played piano and loved participating in local country dances. But when she was about 8 years old, she started learning to play percussion in school. But it was also around the time that she started experiencing hearing loss. By the time she was 12 years old, she was profoundly deaf. But she was also quickly becoming a very accomplished musician. And being deaf did not stop her from playing, and it didn't stop her from hearing, just in her own way. She explains that her teacher, Ron Forbes, taught her to hear with parts of her body other than her ears.
When I was 12 years old and I started playing timpani and percussion, my teacher said, well, how are we going to do this? You know, music is about listening. And I said, yes, I agree with that. So what's the problem? And he said, well, how are you going to hear this? How are you going to hear that? And I said, well, how do you hear it? He said, well, I think I hear it through here. And I said, well, I think I do too, but I also hear it through my hands, through my arms, my cheekbones, my scalp, my tummy, my chest, my legs, and so on. And so we began our lessons every single time tuning drums, in particular the kettle drums or timpani, to such a narrow pitch interval. So something like that of a difference, and then gradually. And it's amazing that when you do open your body up and open your hand up to allow the vibration to come through, that in fact the tiny, tiny difference can be felt with just the tiniest part of your finger there. And so what we would do is that I would pop my hands on the wall of the music room, and together we would listen to the sounds of the instruments and really try to connect with those sounds far, far more broadly than simply depending on the ear.
Sound exists not only as notes and pitches that we hear, but as vibrations and sound waves that can be felt, as well as sometimes seen, too.
I'm often asked how I physically feel sound. Now, obviously, it's quite a different experience when you're practically on top of the instruments, where you're the producer of the sound as opposed to being the listener or a member of the audience. But nevertheless, we can all physically feel sound. We just have to pay attention. And the idea is opening up your body like a resonating chamber. So when I strike this big bass drum, you can actually see the head vibrate. I can see it very clearly, even just by looking at it face on, but from the side, you can really, really see that. But if I put my fingernail on the drum, and I've stopped feeling it. So that's a long time that it's actually resonating through my fingernail or wherever you put your hand. And the idea is to really pay attention. And that's really what listening is all about.
She often plays barefoot during live performances and studio recordings to feel the music, not just in her hands and fingers, but through her whole body. And as an amazingly in-depth listener, she's able to create some pretty amazing music. Because of her many important contributions to the music world, she was given the honorable title of being called Dame by Queen Elizabeth II. That's the equivalent of being knighted. How cool! At the beginning of the episode, I asked you, what is the national instrument of Scotland? And just because Evelyn Glennie's a percussionist does not mean that it's drums. Any last guesses? Desk roll, please. It's bagpipes! Unsurprisingly, the national instrument of Scotland is bagpipes. We've got a whole episode about these fascinating and loud Highland instruments, so why not head over to that episode next? And hey, while you're looking for the bagpipe episode, why not head to our website, classicalsprouts.org, where we'll have that episode linked, as well as a ton of videos of Glennie performing, even with pots and pans in her kitchen, public speaking, and more. She's so, so cool. You've got to check it out. Also, be sure to follow Classical Sprouts wherever you find your podcasts and find and follow us on Instagram at Classical Sprouts, where we always have fun content. You know who else has really fun content on their Instagram? Dame Evelyn Glennie. Check that out, too. And Sprouts, find a moment today to feel some sound around you. Until next time, I am your host, Kate Botello. Classical Sprouts is produced by Emily Duncan Wilson with support from Amanda Sewell and is produced by Interlochen Public Radio as a part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.